Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
The internet is on fire right now. A false news article has gone out from the Daily Mail saying that Candace Owens was right about everything. It is a lie. It is not true. We're going to break it all down right here. Also, new court documents reveal Tyler Robinson's parents will be called to testify against him in the trial. And finally, stick around to the end because one of Candace Owens' informants just accidentally slipped up and admitted that Joe Kent is a traitor inside the U.S. government. So the discovery process for Tyler Robinson's case is underway right now. In discovery, essentially, the prosecutors and the defense are talking to each other, showing each other the evidence that they have. We are 1 month away from his case being heard by a judge, and we just received shocking court documents that give us some clues into what the prosecutors actually plan to do. Obviously, we care about this a lot because we want the prosecutors to be successful. This is coming from Tyler Robinson's defense, by the way. The reason why the defense is leaking all of this is because he wants there to be a tainted jury pool. They do not want the public to think that Tyler Robinson has done this, especially since they know now that cameras are likely going to be in the room. So part of the strategy for the defense then is to delay as long as possible, because the longer that people like Candace Owens can go on and continue to spout off lies, the longer that the jury pool can be tainted. Fox News reports the following. They said attorneys for Tyler Robinson, the man accused of assassinating conservative icon Charlie Kirk, have revealed who prosecutors intend to call to the stand and also asked the court to delay the preliminary hearing. The filing made by defense attorneys on Friday states that prosecutors intend to call Robinson's parents and his roommate and romantic partner, Lance Twiggs, to testify at the preliminary hearing. Robinson's defense team is also asking the judge for a minimum 6-month delay for the preliminary hearing, which is currently scheduled for May 18th. So the three people that Tyler Robinson already confessed the crime to are going to either have to tell everyone that, which is going to be fantastic, or perjure themselves. And believe me, right now the evidence is sufficient already to prove that Tyler confessed to them. We have the Discord messages. Obviously, the reason why prosecutors want people to testify is because then there's just no doubt. Obviously, Candace Owens and others have tried to peddle this conspiracy theory that those text messages were made up by the FBI. If that's the case, then prosecutors can just simply disprove them by calling the people who received those text messages onto the stand. And my thing is, if you look at the boyfriend or the parents, I think at least one of them is not going to perjure themselves. They will testify that Tyler Robinson did this, because Tyler Robinson's trans lover might plead the fifth, for example, which will only make Tyler look more guilty. But then the parents, on the other hand, there is very good evidence that Tyler Robinson told them what he did. And so if they get up there and they say he didn't, then they could be tried for perjury, and you can go to jail for perjury. So I don't think, again, I think Tyler Robinson's trans lover maybe would plead the fifth. I think the parents would not plead the fifth. I think that they will not perjure themselves either. I think they will testify against their son because they turned him in after all. And so basically, Tyler Robinson's whole team right now is terrified, because what this hearing is in May is a judge is going to determine whether or not this case moves to trial and we bring in a jury. And that's obviously going to be months or even years down the line. But right now, Tyler Robinson's defense has the opportunity to just dismiss this case. It's not going to happen. The defense knows they're screwed, especially if Tyler Robinson's parents get on the stand and say that Tyler did this. So their only play is to try and delay as long as possible so this case can get more convoluted by conspiracy theorists. That's the horrible irony of all of this, is you've got Candace Owens, Ian Carroll, all the other horrible actors who are openly protecting a trans assassin leftist in all of this. Even if he did it, even if Tyler Robinson did do it, and he did, that does not mean he's going to be going to jail, unfortunately. Because if there's a hung jury and some people are tainted by Candace Owens and they think this is all conspiracy theory, all it takes is one jury member or two jury members to make it so Tyler Robinson does not go to jail for life or even get the death penalty like Spencer Cox, our governor, has said he will pursue. Other things they're trying to do to delay this include fighting cameras being in court. That was denied. They're also trying to get prosecutors removed from the case. One of their daughters was at the Charlie Kirk event at UVU. The judge came out this last week and said, that's not a thing, dude. It's not a conflict of interest just because his daughter was at the event. None of it's working. And Candace Owens and her cronies know this. And so their only play is to distract and taint the jury pool as best as possible. And that brings up the big hoax that went on X yesterday and continues to go on today and will probably keep going on for weeks and months after. The Daily Mail posted this horrible, horrible thing. Bullet used to kill Charlie Kirk did not match rifle allegedly used by suspect Tyler Robinson, new court filing claims. And if you're thinking, wait, Josh, I thought you talked about this last week. I thought we already went through the court filings. I thought we addressed this already. You would be correct. This has been out for a week now. Nobody knew it because they don't actually go and do the research, but these court filings have been out for a week and I already debunked them. This story is based on court documents that were submitted a long time ago, and my friend Tommy Stevenson wrote a piece on it at the True Millennial, and I talked about it. The only problem is the Daily Mail outright lies about what the court documents contain, because it's all about the clicks nowadays, not about the truth. And because people just read headlines and not stories, everyone online thinks this is real now. We have very famous people all the way down to random people saying Candace was right about everything. That's what you see on X right now. So let's dig into it. We'll talk about what the story really says. It starts like this. They say the bullet that killed conservative commentator Charlie Kirk may not match the rifle used by suspected killer Tyler Robinson, a bombshell new court filing states. I just have to point out for a second, and I apologize if I'm getting emotional or amped about this, because this just pisses me off so bad. It's just blatant lying. First sentence of the freaking article says the bullet that killed conservative commentator Charlie Kirk may not match the rifle. Let's go back to the headline for a second. Bullet used to kill Charlie Kirk did not match rifle. Are you joking me? You couldn't have included that. If you would have said, bullet used to kill Charlie Kirk may not have matched rifle, I'd be like, yeah, that's fine. That's accurate. But that's not what you said in the headline, and you know what you did. Daily Mail, you garbage heap of a newspaper. So already they've lied in the first sentence. Second sentence, but his defense attorneys, again, Tyler Robinson's defense attorneys, now argue that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, quote, was unable to identify the bullet recovered at autopsy to the rifle allegedly tied to Mr. Robinson. That's the whole thing, guys. The rest of the article is random things about the case that has nothing to do with the headline. Like nothing, things we've known for a long time about that aren't controversial. And that right there in that sentence, that's what supposedly proven Candace was right about everything. The fact that they were unable to identify the bullet recovered. It doesn't mean anything. It just means they were unable to look at it. They didn't know. It's not that it didn't match the rifle. It's just we do not know. And there are thousands of people online right now trying to convince millions that that headline is true. Just to be clear, the only thing this article said is that Tyler Robinson's lawyer said that the forensics on the bullet fragments came back as inconclusive. That's it. That's the whole story. I saved you a ton of time. You don't need to go read it. It's one sentence long. The entire story could have been a headline. And the headline could have been, Tyler Robinson's lawyer says forensics on the bullet fragments came back as inconclusive. That's the whole, look, I came up with that on the spot. I didn't even have to create this fake article for everybody. And ironically, that fact right there proves my point in Kash Patel's testimony even more. The actual thing that happened, and I talked about it last week, is that the bullet fragmented. That's why it didn't go through Charlie Kirk. One of the questions many people have. And fragmented bullets cannot be ballistically matched to the gun it was shot from about 60% of the time. That is the rule, not the exception. So this literally proves that the conspiracy theories are wrong even more than before. But the garbage Daily Mail chose the clicks over the truth, and now that disinformation has spread like wildfire. That Daily Mail article has 23 million views from X alone. This has consequences. This is why I'm talking about on the show. I know there's some people in the comments occasionally who are like, why are you talking about the Charlie Kirk stuff still? Why are you talking about Candace Owens? I just cannot stand for 23 million people to see these lies and not try to spread the truth as much as I can, even though I know far less than 23 million people are going to see this. Just for perspective, again, I talked about this story a week ago before the Daily Mail even saw those court documents, and I posted a piece of it on X with Tommy Stevenson, who again wrote the article. You can see it right here. Candace conspiracy theory exposed, and it's me. You can see this post got 10,000 views. 23 million, 10,000. The truth is just not popular always. It's not as entertaining, unfortunately, but it's true. It is true. And so I think the people at the Daily Mail should be ashamed of themselves. I try to be optimistic, but I do think this stuff just leaves me speechless. I just cannot believe the evil that exists in this world. As a society, if we choose to love lies more than truth, we're screwed. Taxes are due in 2 weeks. Yeah, only 2 weeks. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking like, I don't have time to do that, but you have to. Otherwise, the IRS will come after you. Fortunately, my partners, Quick Tax America, make it so easy. And they are not raising rates just because we're going to April like the big guys. They're doing all federal tax returns for only $76, no matter how complicated your taxes are. Go check them out at quicktaxamerica.com. One of the top Candace Owens informants named Mitch Snow just made a major slip up on a podcast, and we're going to show it because Mitch Snow, if you're not aware, is the guy who said that he saw Erica Kirk meeting with people at a military base called Fort Huachuca. He and Candace claim and have claimed for months now that there was a meeting, a secret meeting organizing the assassination of Charlie Kirk and that Erica Kirk was there. For context, here is what he said to Candace Owens originally on her show.
You know, some other pictures that came up with other people.
What other people? Other pictures?
If you want me to say, there's a picture of Erica Kirk with a ponytail and from her past. That person matches who I saw at Fort Huachuca in the lobby the night before. And she was with that man in the lobby. And that man, he was present at that meeting the next morning. So
you had to put it at a percentage that you saw that the girl in the ponytail matches the description of Erica Kirk. What percentage would you put that at?
Those are really rare eyes. That's 95% to 99%. I can't imagine somebody else.
So Mitch Snow was on another podcast, and he openly admitted that when he reached out to Candace Owens about this info in the first place, that she referred him to Joe Kent. This was months ago, who was in the Trump admin at the time, and that he was in charge of vetting all of the people for Candace Owens. Take a look.
I know Candace said you were vetted. Who vetted you?
Oh, geez. Yeah. You know, I let that slip once, and maybe I wasn't supposed to, but yeah, it was Joe Kent. She trusted him. We had, what was it, about the 12th of December, babe? What was that? About the 10th or 12th. It would have been the 10th. About the 10th of December. Strangely enough, my birthday. Yeah, we had a 15-minute conversation. And then all he had to do was see records. And yeah, I gave him all the records. I gave him so many records. He said, stop. You're done. You're good. You check out, brother. You're go with this station. Move forward. Good luck on Candace.
And he'd be able to tell. He'd be able to recognize in a heartbeat if you weren't who you said you were.
Correct. So you have these. Well, dear. Okay. You have these self-proclaimed internet military guys that seemingly own everything military on the internet, who want to dictate and yell at women and tell them they're going to go scorched earth on them, that claim that they are the end-all to vetting people. They ain't got no connection to no records. They're not allowed to. Mm-hmm. They're just like you and me. So, yeah, Joe Kent. Yeah, he can take the records, go look it up, dial stuff in. He knows more about my records than I do.
So just to be clear, that means Joe Kent was using the U.S. databases to do background checks for Candace Owens. That was his side project, his side hustle. Every time Candace says on her show that this was verified, she says that a lot. Because like, if she says it more, maybe people will believe it. What she actually means is Joe Kent was committing treason by spying on Americans without any approval from the President of the United States or any of his higher-ups, and then giving that information to a podcaster. Insane. Joe Kent should go to jail. Mitch Snow should go to jail. He has a history of doing this, by the way. He is a con artist. I got this text from an old associate of Mitch Snow's. She said this. This person asked, may I ask, was he in the Army, and did he discover the drug tunnels, or was he medically discharged after an injury? Both? Neither? That's in reference to how Mitch Snow got out of the military. She says, he had a drunken stopper, broke his back, and was discharged. No to tunnels. Wow, this is quite a different story than he told Candace Owens. I'm assuming you've seen that all? And she said, yes, I know. He's been lying his whole life on podcasts to scam money for years. This is what he does. By the way, I spoke to Erica's good friend Tracy about Fort Huachuca, because I was just curious, because obviously she talks to Erica Kirk a lot. And she said Erica Kirk had never even heard of Fort Huachuca. She didn't even know what that was. And yet Candace Owens had made 4 episodes about how Erica Kirk had had a secret meeting there. Then Erica Kirk came out, by the way, with evidence that she was not there the night that Mitch Snow said she was. And Candace Owens just forgot about it. She just moved on. It just, you know, she just completely fabricated this entire story and then just moved on. So Candace Owens fans, I know you're watching this video because you always watch the video. I've seen you in the comments saying, oh, why don't you just address the lies that she's been telling? Why don't you actually debunk her then? Here is one of thousands of examples, guys, of her using someone in the U.S. government. Are you okay with that, really? Who is spying on U.S. citizens. And then we find out that Mitch Snow is just full of crap. He's got no evidence for this. And Erica Kirk has real evidence that she was not at Fort Huachuca that day. She used an intelligence officer in our government to vet someone. She then trusted everything he said and then immediately got debunked and just moved on to the next thing since she realized she got humiliated. That's the person you follow. Gross. I hope Mitch Snow gets sued for defamation. I hope Candace Owens gets sued for defamation. But even more than those two things, Joe Kent should go to jail for espionage against the United States government, and he should go to jail for a long, long time. I have never asked for donations on the show before, and the reason why is because I'm not a communist, but for those of you who are wanting to support the show, I did want to introduce you to memberships. You can become a member of The Josh Carr Show here on YouTube if you want to. It's only $1.99, and you get early access to videos, sometimes even exclusive videos, and you get exclusive Q&As with me. It's a way to support my work and also get some great perks and benefits. So go check it out right now. I put the link in the description below.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.